Welcome to What's Up Bainbridge. I'm your host, Sonia Scare. Today I'm speaking with two board members of Arts and Humanities Bainbridge, Linda Kramer Jenning and Stephanie Reese. Arts and Humanities Bainbridge is sponsoring a new youth program called Bainbridge Talent Showcase. It is described as a virtual stage for the community's creative youth and to highlight the work of their teachers. It previewed in December and is now featuring a new video each month. Welcome, Linda and Stephanie. Thank you for being with me today on this Zoom meeting.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Tell us how this program got started. What was the vision for the showcase?
Well, when everything shut down due to COVID last year, our Arts and Humanities Board was doing a lot of brainstorming about how to help the island's creative community, especially young people. How could we leverage our online site Currents to provide a virtual outlet for more of that creativity? And then Stephanie invited our board to Zoom in for her students' recital, and because they couldn't perform in person. And that was really the seed of this idea, right, Stephanie? The importance of having an audience.
Absolutely. When the pandemic started, I had already, started my voice studio here on the island, and I had, a healthy amount of students, but that amount of students definitely grew, and even I gained new and different students because I could open it up via Zoom and do these lessons virtually. And it gave kids an outlet to learn singing still online. But the missing element, of course, was what I almost think as a teacher is one of the most important elements, which is performing for an audience. And so I thought, I could still do a recital online and create a platform for them to be able to share what they've been working on with an audience, but I needed an audience. So I invited my AHB board members. The kids had a lot of fun sending out invitations to family and friends from around the country. And it kind of really opened our minds too, because we realized, when things are virtual, it really, anyone can tune in. And that just kind of helped us widen the platform and also really helped these kids grow in their performance, even though we aren't able to do live performance in terms of in-person live performance. It helped them still get those nerves and still feel like they had an audience and still feel like they were working towards something. And that was very inspirational, I think, for the audience watching and even for us as board members, because we know art is so important for kids and we have that branch of arts and education. And so, that kind of sparked the platform for the Bainbridge Talent Showcase, I think.
Yeah, we realized that Stephanie is awesome and that there are so many instructors based on the island that might want to also give some of their young performers this opportunity. If you have a chance to look at the ones that we've shared so far, we had a young ballerina. Of course, first we had Stephanie's amazing vocalist. We had a family band with a violinist and a keyboardist. It's just really been impressive for those of us that get to tune in and listen. And of course, once it's posted, it's there for whenever you want to enjoy it.
So this is an online program, a virtual stage, you say, in the Currents website. Can you tell us about that platform?
As you know, Arts and Humanities launched Currents almost 2 years ago as a cultural platform for the community, a place to go online to find out what's happening in arts and culture on Bainbridge, and to actually experience some of the island's just bountiful creativity, because we publish stories and videos and photo galleries. For example, you can find an artist profile of Stephanie and listen to some of her amazing singing. And we also use Currents to highlight resources for arts and education, and we have a great section on the island's public art. So it's really a place where you can go to find out what's happening if you're looking for something to do this weekend or in the middle of the week, virtually or, when there are in-person opportunities, but also just on the site itself, like with the talent showcase, you get to experience and share in the creativity.
Absolutely.
Does the Talent Showcase now want to see more teachers and their students participate on your platform? What are the criteria for joining and providing content?
Oh, we'd love to share the talents of more young performers and encourage those who teach any form of creative expression to contact Currents. You know, we look for short videos of up to 3 minutes. Again, except for the that initial recital with Stephanie that was live, these are all recorded. And we can provide technical guidance and assistance. So any one that's interested, just reach out to Currents.
Yes. And also a really wonderful thing, even as our world starts to slowly open up again, it's just nice to have things on video and online, because ultimately, like, that's kind of where the future is going, and YouTube is so popular, and seeing things virtually is nice and quick. And sometimes you don't have time to go to a live performance, even if things did open up and we could see each other in person. It's nice to have an avenue where you're still checking in, still seeing things. And also, at least with my students, I've enjoyed having them. Some of them have gotten really creative with technology and can sing duets with themselves by splitting their screen and pre-recording things. And it gives them projects to work on and work towards something. And I think that's also been a really fun part about the virtual aspect. But yes, we would love more teachers. It's also, and students to participate. And it's also a nice way to I've met people through watching their videos online and going, oh gosh, that person's really good. I might want to collaborate with them, or, you know, it's a nice avenue and way of seeing what's available here and what talents are available.
Do you see Talent Showcase continuing online this year? And do you think, when we're able to, can we expect some live in-person performances?
Well, I think, as Stephanie just said, that there is a lot of value in continuing to have something online. It also allows people to enjoy it who might have mobility issues. And as we noted, it means you can, you know, your grandparents or uncles and aunts or cousins in another part of the country also get to share in it on their own schedule.
Absolutely. I think it's, and it also, you know, I personally want it to continue, just because once you go on there and you see all these videos, it's just very inspiring. I mean, it's always inspiring to seeing young people perform and be creative, but it's also just on a local aspect, just going, oh my gosh, this is in our community. I mean, Currents Online in general makes me feel that way, because I moved to this community and I've always been traveling the world and living in big cities, but there's something just so wonderful about living in a small community and realizing just how much art, how many artists and talented people are right here on Bainbridge Island.
This is an opportunity for kids to perform, to showcase their talents. What's your message to teachers who may be wondering if this is something they'd like to try?
Well, my message would be that for teachers specifically, if you're teaching kids anything in the performing arts, we as teachers all collectively know that one of the most important aspects of learning is learning to share your talent and what you've been working on for an audience, and to have something to look forward to. And it adds another elevated experience in their growth and education for kids to have that. And you can't really match having the education of and the knowing in yourself of what nerves are for an audience, to perform for an audience, or the excitement of performing for an audience. And so if they're looking for that, which I felt like this past year we all really have been as teachers, this is just such a wonderful way to allow their students to showcase what they've been working on, to learn about that performance aspect, and in a really very supportive and exciting way, and to also see other kids and their talents, because we learn from watching other performers as well. So I hope that teachers here on the island hear that and feel inspired to share their students' talents, because we'd love to see them.
And it also, it's a way of showcasing teachers like Stephanie. You know, the message to teachers is that this also is a way to showcase what you do. And, you know, teachers haven't found it easy during the lockdown, and as we've, you know, evolved during different phases, they need to find more students and to showcase what they offer. And this is another way for them to do that, and another way for Arts and Humanities Bainbridge to support the creative community. So check out, you know, bainbridgecurrents.com and get in touch with us.
Yeah, that's a really good point that, you know, you're not just only highlighting students, but the teachers who are engaged with them and teaching them and guiding them. You know, this is an opportunity for them to show the types of things that they can do with students and what they're capable of as well. So it's a great opportunity to promote different types of creativity for students and teachers as well. So this is an awesome program. So where can our listeners go online to Bainbridge Talent Showcase?
Go to BainbridgeCurrents, all one word, .com, and then you can click on the talent, Bainbridge Talent Showcase, and you also could explore all the other features on Currents.
Okay, we'll include links on our BCB webpage. Thank you for telling us about Bainbridge Talent Showcase.
Thank you for having us. It's wonderful to be able to share this program and hopefully get more people to both share their talents on the showcase, but also to click on it and enjoy seeing just the amazing young people like Stephanie's students. It's just blows your mind to see how talented some of these kids are.
Yeah, and the age range, I mean, to just give you an idea that there are kids as little as 7, and there's even a couple moms, you know, who participate, and siblings and friends. And I can't, you know, and just to further the thing for teachers, most definitely, I have gained a lot more students from them seeing what's from seeing the talent showcase and from knowing about the recitals and the opportunities. So I really hope this also does help other teachers link up with more students, because it definitely helps.
That's awesome. Thanks again for sharing.
Thank you.
So much.
Thanks. And thanks to our audience for listening to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, which is brought to you by BCB, a community service of Barn.